Correct. And this is a problem that has got worse in the last number of recent months, whereby young people who were out playing on the green in Ballina Estate were almost knocked over because cars that are using the road in the estate, because of the width of the road and the good carriageway, they're just travelling too fast. So, look, I took it upon myself to raise it with the council, to put pressure on the council. The council there for ensured that engineers from the Road Safety Authority, from the National Roads Design Office, came out, put a traffic counter in the estate, and carried out a full engineering study of Ballina Estate. And from that now, they have come up with a safety scheme which involves building a couple of chicanes that cars will have to slow down entering the estate, and a couple of pinch points to ensure that cars will not carry the same speed through the estate. Now, the one thing I will say about this is that it will not impede traffic. Traffic, be it lorries, be it buses, be it cars, will all be able to career through the estate quite easily, but it will have, they will have the thing of slowing down the cars or vehicles using the estate, which will ensure that people, kids or adults who are out in the estate will be safer because the traffic won't be carrying the same speed there. I'm glad that they've come up with this design, and I'm further pleased that I can confirm that that design has now been funded. But before any work will commence on that, I will be asking that the council organise a full public consultation with the residents, businesses and users of the road in the Ballina Estate to ensure that there's buy-in from everybody. It may not suit everybody, but I think the road safety message that needs to go out from this is that Ballina Estate is treacherously dangerous for young kids that are playing in the estate. Something needed to happen. I'm glad to have got funding. The engineers have come up with a solution which they believe to be correct, and I'll be asking the members of the estate and the businesses to sit down in a day over the coming weeks to have a look at the plan and the scheme and see if they are happy with it. And works can start then in the next number of weeks and months and will be done by quarter four 2018. So it's something that needs to happen quite quickly. I'm glad to have secured the funding for it, and we now need to finalise exactly what works will take place, and that's where we're at.
For somebody who may not be familiar with this housing estate in question, the data that was gathered by Donegal County Council did show that some motorists were travelling over double the speed limit outside the housing estate.
Well, the funny part about the data that the council collated, and I would have been fairly much of the same opinion, but the data supports my opinion. The speed limit through Ballina Estate is 30 kilometres an hour. Some of the traffic that was going through the estate were over 60 kilometres an hour. So that wasn't safe for stopping if somebody walked out in front of a car or anything like that. So it was double the actual speed limit. Most cars that were using the estate were over the speed limit, which is a frightening factor. So this effectively is now taking measures. The speed limit has been reduced, was done so 2 years ago. That didn't have much of an effect. The children who are playing in that green, and there are green areas constructed there by the council, the parents didn't feel safe letting them out in the green area. So what we've now done is put in safety measures which will slow down traffic. And it's unfortunate that these safety measures have to be put in place, but I think for the safety of everybody, including the road users who are driving cars and vans and buses, that it's better for everybody, because nobody wants to see an injury or worse than that, a loss of life. And I believe that the works that are now planned and that I've secured funding for will ensure the safety of all road users and all people using the estate and the green area. And I'm glad that we've come up with the money. I hope that the people of the estate will appreciate the works that are proposed by the engineers. It's not for me to argue with the type of works which they are saying, because they have carried out a full study, including road usage of the whole estate, and they've come up with a full report. And that report then was used to leverage funding. But I will be holding a public consultation in the coming weeks with the members of the estate, asking them, are they happy for this work to progress for the safety of everybody using the estate and the green areas on the estate.